Experts say that open source software is not only good for Africa because it's free, but also because it allows users to make changes to the source code, which in itself can provide a lesson in technology. Derek Keats is a professor at the University of Western Cape in South Africa. He says free and open software is having the greatest impact on average people, non-governmental organizations or NGOs, and small, medium, and micro businesses, which he calls SMMEs.
I think the real key to the success of free and open source software is to imagine all of the smaller scale activities that are happening within Africa. The SMMEs that are deploying free and open source software, the internet service providers that are making abundant use of free and open source software and creating opportunities for connectivity, the NGOs that are enabled through free and open source software.
Keith says being able to see the software source code or computer language code and being able to rewrite or make changes gives users a sense of ownership. He says explaining to people how open source software works and how it can help them is one of the biggest challenges.
By having access to the source code, it gives them power that they would otherwise not have. And that power, when you don't have access to the source code, is taken away from you. So how do we make people understand that free and open source software is as much about democracy as it is about technology?
Government officials at the conference say they hope free open source software will allow them to use computers in more of their work to increase efficiency and in the long run save money. Students said they hope learning to write computer source code will give them an advantage in job markets where there are few opportunities for employment. Hassan Jai is a university student who attended the conference. He says he believes open source software could be helpful for students like himself. But he says that when he watches European students walking around with personal laptop computers, he realizes that software is not enough. He still cannot afford the price of a computer or an internet connection. But he says at least it's a start. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.